May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God.
Amen.
Amen. It continues to amaze me how often I hear people say, you know, the church isn't supposed to be political. And quite often when you hear John preach, or God willing, when you hear me preach, I hear comments and read comments from other people that say, you know, you're just being too political. It seems to me today, especially right now, that everything has become political. Whether I wear this mask or not is making a political statement to some. I have to say that when I first read this morning's gospel lesson earlier in the week, I was scared to death. I thought, how in the world can I preach from today's gospel and not have some text message or comment from friend or family member saying, you know what? Once again, you're just being too political right now. I believe firmly that the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as we are reminded in today's gospel, calls us to make difficult choices and to make unpopular decisions in the midst of the life we live. We are to love our neighbor just as much as we love ourselves. We're to welcome the sojourner in our midst, the widow and the orphan, the prisoner, any who might be weaker or more vulnerable than we are. That is our calling through our Lord and Savior. We hear in Matthew, truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you've done it to me. Galatians reminds us to bear one another's burdens and by so doing fulfill the law of Christ. James shares these words. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one says to him, go in peace, be warmed and filled, without giving them the things they need for the body, what good is that? So also, faith by itself, if it doesn't have works, is dead. In living the way of Jesus Christ, we are called to live in the world, not apart from the world. We are called not to isolate ourselves within the walls of this church, within the confines of our homes, within the context and confines of our warm, comfortable, or cool, comfortable lives. But we are called to be smack dab in the middle of the world proclaiming the good news of the gospel. We are called to live in the middle of the messy and the unpopular. We are called to be in the midst of it all. We are called to get down and dirty in the midst of the pain and suffering that we see in those of those around us, as we see it in our friends, as we see it in our neighbors, as we encounter it wherever we do, we are called to be there and to proclaim the word of hope and the word of acceptance and the word of God's unmerited love for all creation. In the midst of inequality and injustice, in the midst of the world that surrounds us, we are called to be there. Not just to express platitudes of love and hope, but to actively give people hope in the midst of their despair. The gospel of Jesus Christ is political. It is everything that we believe wrapped up into who we are as Christian people. It is life that is lived. It is our life if we have chosen to follow Jesus Christ. It's not easy. It's much easier to separate our church life from the life than the world that surrounds us. But that's not where we're called to live. St. Luke in his gospel shares this. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And was his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up and read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives, the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. When the gospel speaks, our lives are held to account. When the gospel speaks, we are called to be in the world proclaiming it. It's never easy. Do not think that the words of the gospel come to bring peace, but rather a sword. People will disagree. People will say ugly things. People will try their best to get us to just shut up. But we are to proclaim in what we say, in what we do, the year of the Lord's favor. And I have no doubt that there are those who wish that I, like Jesus, had simply read and sat down. Amen.